This is CPR News. I'm May Ortega. Denver area incomes are growing fast. New data from the Bureau of Economic Analysis reports per capita income jumped by the third largest percentage in the nation last year. Martin Shields, an economics professor at CSU, says that's partly a reflection of the high cost of living here.
If employers need to attract talent and they need to attract them into an expensive housing market, then they're going to have to pay workers a higher salary to get them to convince them to move into this area.
The average individual income in Metro Denver is now nearly $85,000, up 33% over the last 5 years. Colorado Senator Michael Bennett says more aid should be delivered to Gaza during a proposed 4-day pause in fighting between Israel and Hamas. Bennett says reports of a hostage deal in the conflict should mean the sides work together to evacuate Palestinian civilians from the area. News outlets say 50 hostages, including many children, are likely to be released by Hamas to Israel in the coming days. Ski season is upon us, and so far Colorado has had zero avalanche-related accidents this year. That's a drop from this time in 2022 when the state had already recorded one avalanche accident. Colorado Avalanche Information Center Director Ethan Green says the difference between this year and last comes down to one thing.
So we just have a lot less snow right now than we typically do this time of year.
Colorado is still weeks away from the most dangerous part of the ski season. You're listening to CPR News. Thank you for joining us.